1. The Father Melchizedek. After bringing into existence the beings of personal aid, such as the bright and morning star, and other administrative personalities, in accordance with the divine purpose and creative plans of a given universe, there occurs a new form of creative union between the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit, the local universe daughter of the Infinite Spirit. The personality offspring resulting from this creative partnership is the original Melchizedek, the Father Melchizedek, that unique being who subsequently collaborates with the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit to bring into existence the entire group of that name. In the universe of Nebadon, the Father Melchizedek acts as the first executive associate of the bright and morning star. Gabriel is occupied more with universe policies, Melchizedek with practical procedures. Gabriel presides over the regularly constituted tribunals and councils of Nebadon, Melchizedek over the special, extraordinary, and emergency commissions and advisory bodies. Gabriel and the Father Melchizedek are never away from Salvington at the same time, for in Gabriel's absence, the Father Melchizedek functions as the chief executive of Nebadon. The Melchizedeks of our universe were all created within one millennial period of standard time by the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit in liaison with the Father Melchizedek. Being an order of sonship wherein one of their own number functioned as coordinate creator, Melchizedeks are in constitution partly of self-origin and therefore candidates for the realization of a supernal type of self-government. They periodically elect their own administrative chief for a term of 7 years of standard time, and otherwise function as a self-regulating order, though the original Melchizedek does exercise certain inherent co-parental prerogatives. From time to time, this Father Melchizedek designates certain individuals of his order to function as special life carriers to the Midzanite worlds, a type of inhabited planet not heretofore revealed on Urantia. The Melchizedeks do not function extensively outside the local universe, except when they are called as witnesses in matters pending before the tribunals of the superuniverse, and when designated special ambassadors, as they sometimes are, representing one universe to another in the same superuniverse. The original or firstborn Melchizedek of each universe is always at liberty to journey to the neighboring universes or to paradise on missions having to do with the interests and duties of his order.